Good morning. So this morning, the thoughts that I have to share are on hope. God's timetable versus man's. Nice to see all that are here, including visitors from different places. You're all very welcome. May God bless our time today. Let's pause for a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for an opportunity we have to gather together here today. Thank you for songs that we can sing to remind ourselves of truth and to glorify you and praise you. Lord, I ask that you would give us hope today, that you would help us to understand how you work and accept what that means in our lives. Do bless this time, bless the message following and the children's class as well, and may all be to your honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 29. I'd like to think about, as we look at this, where is our hope? Is it in the circumstances of life, or is it in God? If it's in the circumstances of life, it's going to let us down many times because there's just so many things that will go wrong, so many things that don't go according to plan. But if our hope is in God, God has the big picture. He understands, and he will make it all work out for good. Jeremiah 29. Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon, after that Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Jemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives, and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there, and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. I found this to be a very interesting picture. How many of us foresee having 70 years left to our lives? Probably some of the people that are, maybe 20 or even 30, maybe. But by the time you get to my age, add 70 years and you come up with 119. I doubt it. I doubt it. And, you know, if there's a promise that something's going to happen 70 years from now, that's quite a promise. And it was true, and it was important to realize there is a turning of the captivity coming. And here, these people were told, go ahead and live, build houses, take wives for your sons and daughters, take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, and so on. Keep living and do the things that are daily things. You know, when the people were waiting for Jesus to return just after he had ascended to heaven, they weren't sure exactly how long that was going to be. They needed to go ahead and go about the things, daily life, realizing that that promise is true, but it's not going to happen immediately. And meanwhile, we need to occupy till he comes. And, you know, in life, we can either be realizing that God's got it all in hand and just accepting that and living in the light of eternity, or we cannot be accepting the facts that certain things that we have planned, we have hoped, may not ever come to pass. Accept the facts, the land, our health, our job, our level of income, and or other circumstances that you find yourself in may or may not change during your lifetime. Where is our hope? Is it in the circumstances of life? Or in God? Are we living for the thing we always wish will happen or happen again? Living out of boxes and suitcases non-committally, how much greater is the blessing of putting up curtains, having well-appointed houses with easy access to and a place for everything? God might just have you in your present situation for the next 70 years. So flourish, bloom where you're planted, and hope in God. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. You know, when I come before the Lord to seek, what should I share? I open my Bible, and sometimes it's on that page, sometimes it's not. I don't remember if this was the second or third place I turned to or what it was, but I started looking at this, and however I got here, I saw something there. We need to hope in God, realizing that it's got to be in Him, not life circumstances, because we'll never get everything just the way we want it in life circumstances, and also the eternal things, and have it all work out perfectly all the way through all the time. It just doesn't work that way. Things come up, and it's okay. It's all right. It's even okay if it takes 70 years till they change. It's all right. That might mean it won't happen in our lifetime. The things that we like most may not be ours, but heaven is something we can keep in focus and realize that God prepares a place for those who love Him. What a wonderful thing. Next, I'm going to read Psalm 31. The lighting is pretty bad up here, I must say. If you see me taking my glasses off and putting them on and trying to figure out where the sweet spot is, I think we have to get a clip-on lamp up here for the people that are getting close to 50. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. A lot going on here. But he says, but I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Psalm 14, verses 147, that is, verse 11, says, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. Couple verses from Proverbs 23. Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long, for surely there is an end, and thine expectation shall not be cut off. One more passage I would like to turn to is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, reading verses 6 through 18. Second Corinthians 4, 6 through 18. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. It's so easy to spend so much time looking at the things that are seen, the things that are temporal, the things that don't really matter so much. Why not just put our hope in the eternal and dwell in those things? You know, here it talks about, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Do we know what it is to have things that are accepting suffering in our lives in order to do the things that ultimately are for eternal good, that have us live with Christ? Hope. Where is our hope? In the circumstances of life or in God? One more closing verse, Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. May God help us to dwell in that verse.